This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. During hour number one, we're doing a special report on hot water heaters and the anodes that are generally constructed of aluminum and how they are toxic and why you should be concerned about them. I have not yet posted the link, but I will during this hour of the broadcast. Dr. Shealy, the website waterheaterrescue.com continues on why we don't like aluminum anodes. It says, water heaters typically come with magnesium or aluminum anodes. We prefer magnesium. We dislike aluminum for a bunch of reasons. Those are, first off, aluminum being lower on the galvanic scale than magnesium produces less driving current between the anode and the cathode. In this tank, the tank is the cathode. We think that this means that it doesn't do as good of a job of protecting the tank, especially in water, softer waters. Second, it produces about 1,000 times the original volume in corrosion byproduct, which most falls into the bottom of the tank as a sort of jelly and adds to the sediment buildup there. Third, the gunk occasionally flows out of the hot water port, appearing as a cottage cheese-like substance, clogging aerators and filters. Fourth, the rod actually expands as it corrodes so that it's hard or maybe impossible to remove after a few months of installation because its diameter is bigger than when it was installed. Fifth, along with that, it has a tendency to split off the core wire so the chunks fall to the bottom of the hot water heater where they stop being an anode and start being junk. This also means that if you try to take one out at that point, it may split away from the core and snag in the underside of the top of the tank, like a fishhook would snag. Sixth, the buildup of the sediment on the bottom of the gas heaters encourages noisy operation. Some people can hear their hot water heaters loud and clear at night, which is not helpful for those wishing to sleep. Seventh, there's a little booklet, The Danger of Food Contamination by Aluminum, by Dr. R.M. LeHunt Cooper, and it details the nasty things that aluminum does to the body. The liver, the brain, the kidneys, the spleen seem to be the main repositories, with nervous tissues holding most of holding the most by weight. It was written in 1932. Modern plumbing allows some of the water that that came in from the heater to be used as cold water. It doesn't matter if magnesium is used in the heater. Eighth, if you find yourself ground zero in a disaster, this may, and the water main is broken, the last thing you want to think about is drinking heavily aluminum-laden water. So, all that being said, it's an extreme concern to me. John, do we have Laura on the line? Okay, let me put Laura on. Laura, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norman Shealy.
Thank you.
Is it okay if I say who you are, that I know you?
Yes, you can.
Dr. Shealy, Chemistry 101 at the university in the 70s. I was getting my glassware. I went to one of these lab tables with a sink in the middle and two stools, and I put my books at an empty lab table as a freshman, And I went to get my glass where I came back, and there she was, the most beautiful girl in Chemistry 101.
And she still speaks to you?
Yes, she does.
Amazing, isn't it?
We've stayed in contact for all these years since Chemistry 101. Our families know each other. And, you know, we live over 1,000 miles apart. But, Laura, is it true that you checked the Internet to see if I was arrested because you hadn't heard from me?
Yes, I did. I worry when I don't hear.
True friendship, Dr. Shealy. Laura, do you have a question or questions for Dr. Norman Shealy?
Yes, I do. One of my daughters has recently become a vegetarian, and I don't think a very well-informed vegetarian. So I was wondering what supplements you would recommend for somebody who really hasn't looked into, you know, what essential things they might be missing that they should supplement their diet with.
I'm going to be my Sagittarian self. The best supper she could have is meat. But
I know
the fetish of vegetarianism. Well, first of all, she must take B12.
Okay.
She will die sooner or later from lack of B12 if she doesn't take it. And she should get methyl, M-E-T-H-Y. Well, you know, you're the chemist. Methyl B12. That's
okay.
At the top of the list. Now, nutritional yeast is a good supplement for someone who's a vegetarian. Of course, I don't like to tell them, when I was in college, yeast was still considered of the fungus family, although it has its own, place now. But I still think it's a living organism, but so are vegetables.
Now, what kind of yeast did you say?
Nutritional. It's called nutritional yeast.
Okay.
A heaping tablespoon of that a day could also be useful.
Okay.
Ideally, you know, there are vegans who eat nothing from the animal kingdom, and then there are lacto-ovo vegetarians who will eat eggs and dairy products.
Yes,
and those people
eggs and
will
dairy.
Be okay, because they can get a quality protein out of dairy and eggs that you cannot get out of vegetables. The number one amino acid missing from vegetables is taurine, which is the most common amino acid in our entire body.
Wow.
And so I urge her to consider eating dairy products and eggs with her vegetables.
Okay. Good. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
What was the impetus for this? Why did she want to become a vegetarian? What happened?
In a class, they showed a movie about slaughterhouses, and it just, you know, turned her against it. But it just seems to me like she's always a little sick, never feeling quite right. And, you know, I want to make a burger or something for her, but you know, I think it was the sentiment that got her to not eat meat.
She saw a movie or a video about a slaughterhouse?
Yeah, in a class that she took.
Mm-hmm. And how old was she at the time?
Probably 20, 21. An impressionable age.
Sure.
You know, so it kind of got to her. I'm just worried that she's not getting everything she needs. And I certainly am going to supplement with a B12. I didn't even think of that.
Well, Dr. Shealy, I don't know a way around this. You know, Dr. Shealy is a farmer. I'm a farmer. And we're surrounded by death on the farm all the time.
Right.
We have dead cows, dead chickens. And then the dogs will find animals that they think are invading their home, and they'll kill them. And then the cats want to kill the birds and the mice. So
right.
we've got dead
you
bodies
have a slaughterhouse
all the time.
Of your own.
Yeah, we do, and Dr. Shealy does as well. But it's something that's very difficult to get used to, and just killing a cow for meat is tough. It's difficult. It's difficult for us. We don't want to do it because a lot of these cows have ear tags and they have names, and you know we don't want to eat 56 or 28 or 112.
Right, buttercup or something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And some of the cows actually have, you know, one or two word names. So you're right. They're family, and it's difficult. But I don't know a way around it. I really don't.
Right.
And I wonder if that video could be a little more tastefully done, or was it done for shock value? And if it were done for shock value, it seems to have worked.
Right. That's what I think. It was an environmental course. They also talked about all kinds of cleaners being natural. In some cases, you need something a little more powerful to clean with.
You mean like chlorine?
Well, maybe. Maybe some bleach or something.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, she's, you know, proposed all this stuff now.
Wow.
So I think I'll suggest those B vitamins.
How about asking to meet with that instructor and getting a copy of that video so you can watch it yourself and then discuss it? Have your husband and you and, you know, everybody watch it and then discuss what it really means.
Yeah, that's true.
Because
and whether it's appropriate in a class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was the intent? Was the intent to stop meat eaters? I mean, it seems that there is an assault on farmers right now. It's being alleged that we farmers are polluting the air, we're polluting the water, we're just a blight on society. Please pass the steak sauce. I mean,
but we need it, yeah.
Yeah. We are under attack, and maybe that's just one more prong of the attack to reduce the demand for meat. And in your daughter's case, it's absolutely working. However, Dr. Shealy, we've been eating meat for a long time.
Well, I've been eating it for 84 years, and I'm not going to stop.
Right.
I was the last time we had dinner together. You were eating meat, we all were. Dr. Shealy, do we absolutely, positively need to eat meat in our diet in order to survive?
Personally, I think up to 20% of our food should be meat and dairy and eggs, period. Okay. And I honestly believe that good, properly raised meat is better for you in many respects than vegetables. Now, you've got to have the vegetables and the fruit. But you do need a good quality protein, and vegetable protein just doesn't make it.
Yeah, you're right.
Lord, would you like to hold and continue this discussion?
Well, I think I answered my question.
Okay. Very good. It's always great hearing from you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Laura. Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business,
you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. N-O-R-M. SHEALY.com. Dr. Shealy, during the break, I called Laura at home, and I asked her if she would like to call back and talk to you about something that she is personally dealing with, a disease that that I think warrants some discussion, and maybe you can be of help to her. Laura, I'm glad you're back.
Hi, Laura. Tell me about it.
I have Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease.
I'm still not getting the word.
It's like Parkinson's disease.
Oh, Parkinson's. Sorry. My hearing must be off more than usual.
I heard a theory before that it was caused by prions, like infectious protein.
Right.
But my neurologist says he thinks it's hereditary.
Well,
I don't know if anybody else in the family.
90% of so-called hereditary diseases are also epigenetically influenced. In other words, poisons in the environment certainly aggravate it. The evidence is, to me, overwhelming that insecticides and pesticides like Roundup are significantly related to increased risk of Parkinsonism.
Wow.
Now, if it's early, I have had very good success using earth and crystal bliss.
I've got one woman, I just saw her a couple of days ago, who for over a year has had her tremor totally controlled.
Wow.
By using Earth and Crystal Bliss.
Now, do you need, along with that, the regular Parkinson's medication?
It can be taken with the medications. This lady had not been started on medications because hers was in an early stage. But there's no harm in using it with medications.
Right, good. Okay, good.
Laura.
Also, interestingly, and I've never seen enough people to do a study on it, but Saul List, who created the cranial electrical stimulator, currently sold as Fisher Wallace, and a physical therapist, a friend of his, did a lot of patients with Parkinson's, and they found that even 20 minutes of cranial electrical stimulation with the what's now the Fisher Wallace would markedly reduce the rigidity of Parkinson's.
Yeah. Huh. That's interesting.
Laura, when did you find the first symptoms, and can you share with us what they were?
Sure. Several years ago, I noticed that my writing was getting very tiny and kind of an awkwardness with my good hand and a stiffness. And I wrote it off as, you know, getting older, getting fatter, whatever, until I was handing one of my daughters something. And she said, "Mom, your hand is acting funny." And that's when I realized it wasn't just, something that I was experiencing. So as soon as she said that, I went to the doctors, and it took quite a while. They had to do a DAT test on me, like a certain kind of brain scan, to figure out that that's what it was. And right now I'm pretty well maintained on medication.
Would you like to share with us what that medication is?
Yeah, it's a form of L-DOPA, right,
yeah.
Carrie? And then a carbidopa along with it for to ease the stomach issues that come with it. I think it's called Lodosin.
Yeah, that's the common stuff.
Right, and so far so good. You know, it made a big improvement. If I don't pay attention, my writing is still very small. But if I concentrate, I can write big now.
Now, is the tremor more a problem or the rigidity?
I guess the rigidity.
Yeah. Now, way back in the dark ages of about 1967, I did a study that was published on the use of Simitrel to improve the rigidity of Parkinson's. Simitrel was introduced as an anti-flu virus during the Asian flu epidemic back in the 50s.
Is that Tamiflu now?
I'm sorry?
Is that called Tamiflu now?
I don't know, because I, unfortunately, am one of the world's least drug-oriented physicians.
Well,
all I know is it was called Simitrel then, and I will look it up and see on the Internet.
My doctor put me on Tamiflu to begin with.
Yeah.
Tamiflu.
It didn't do anything to me, but he said it does help a lot of people.
Laura,
I imagine that's what you're talking about.
We're going into a break. Hold that thought.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Watch it. Thank God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to...
Please,
you
don't...
For 2 seconds,
during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Dr. Shulia, Laura is still with us. Laura, were you talking about Tamiflu?
Right. Tamiflu is one medication.
Amantadine, Simitrel is called Amantadine. That's
okay.
The generic form. And Tamiflu is a totally different product.
Well, apparently they're looking into that, too. They found some patients have success with Tamiflu. It didn't
I think it is a later derivative from the original Simitril, but I don't know the chemistry of it.
Dr.
So now I'm just on the routine stuff, and it seems to be doing okay for now.
I'm knocking wood. Great.
Yeah, exactly.
Dr. Shuley, I was looking on the internet over the years, and it seems to be that there is a link between aluminum toxicity, and we were talking about that during hour number one with the hot water heater problem that we've connected the dots to, and Parkinson's disease as a neurotoxin.
Right.
Is it
also
okay.
Alzheimer's is definitely related to aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I mentioned when I talked to Laura off the air between these two phone calls, this one and the previous phone call today with her, I mentioned hot water heaters and how they needed to be flushed. And Laura, you said something, nobody does that. Nobody flushes their hot water heaters, right?
No. Never.
Yeah, by the way, I looked at mine. It's a Jacobson made by Reams, and it says, quote, the heating element is stainless steel.
Right.
And on the anode, it says our anodes last later because the heating element is stainless steel. But I couldn't unequivocally tell whether it also had magnesium.
Right, right. And I'm doing some research on another brand of hot water heater manufactured by Westinghouse. And Westinghouse offers one in the 80-gallon size that is, they say, stainless steel. So maybe if it's stainless steel, it does not need an anode, and I'm going to do some more research, and I'll report on that, you know, over the next couple of weeks as I learn more. But Dr. Shuley, would you suggest that Laura pay attention to aluminum everywhere in her diet?
Oh, absolutely.
Where would it be in my diet?
Right. No salt. It has, you know, some salt has aluminum in it. The deodorants you talked about, the cooking utensils, all the aluminum foil. None of those things do I have in my house.
Laura, also...
So make sure cookware doesn't have aluminum, as you said.
Right.
Okay.
No aluminum cookware should be used. And, Laura, I'm sure your mom, and I know my mom, you know, back in the 50s and 60s were enticed by marketing to get rid of those heavy cast iron pots and pans and go to new club, C-L-U-B, aluminum, and how light and easy it is to... Well, they all did it. And the moms were conned into thinking that this was the way to go. And then, of course, we made spaghetti sauce, which is acidic, and we boiled it, or we simmered it for hours on the stove and increased the level of aluminum in our bodies. And I don't know anybody, Laura, I don't know anybody who says, you know, my memory is so much better than it used to be.
Right. Certainly not me.
Well, so if you're experiencing those symptoms and if you're experiencing the Parkinson's symptoms, why don't you have your husband flush that hot water heater? And I'll also post a link on the website about how to do that. And
okay.
So he can go. There'll be several articles, one from Viartis, Viartis.net, about Parkinson's and a link to aluminum. I'll post another one about the hot water heaters that we talked about during hour number one today with Dr. Norman Shuley. And I'll post another one about how to flush out your hot water heaters.
And
Dr.
also,
Shuley,
isn't aluminum in deodorants and things, too?
Yeah. Dr. Shuley?
I'm sorry?
Isn't aluminum in deodorants and things like that?
Well, yes, the antiperspirants. I gave those up over 40 years ago.
Okay.
Laura, so there are two classes of no stink, and one of them is an antiperspirant, and the other is a deodorant. Generally, antiperspirants stop perspiration, and they clog your pores with aluminum. And So a lot of people use these and think, boy, what a great way to go. I'm concerned about the toxicity of it, and Dr. Shuley expressed the same thing. So if you're going to use one of those underarm-type products, a deodorant would be preferable, in my opinion. And as a matter of fact, there's a product called Nixall, N-I-X-A-L-L. It's available in quarts and gallons. We have no financial relationship with Nixall. I don't, anyway. And Nixall will act as a deodorant, so you can spray that under your arms, and it works really, really well. So, Dr. Shuley, are you concerned about those antiperspirants with aluminum?
Oh, absolutely. Well? There's even some slight suggestion of increased risk of breast cancer in women.
Wow. Do you think that's because they clogged up pores and things?
I'm sorry?
They're toxic. Do you think that it clogs up pores and that's why it's dangerous, or just the substance itself?
The substance itself. It's just okay. Poison.
Yeah. Okay.
Laura, I don't mean to be personal, but I'd like to ask you this question. If you don't want to answer it, don't. Okay, just say, no,
okay.
I'm not going to tell you. In your household, would you say that more people use a shower or a bath?
Shower.
Okay. And here's why I'm asking. Does everyone shower or do some bathe?
All showers, pretty much.
Okay. Here was the question. Here's where we started this discussion with Dr. Shuley over an hour and 40 minutes ago, this broadcast. It was about hot water heaters and the toxicity of the aluminum. And my question originally for Dr. Shuley was this. If we are in a shower or bathing or washing our hands with warm water, that opens up our pores. We know that. Then if we have the toxicity of the anodes that are aluminum and they are sacrificing themselves, meaning being dissolved into the water at higher concentrations than if they weren't there being dissolved into the water, do those aluminum particles get into our pores and are we poisoning ourselves? That is really the question. Dr. Shuley, can you answer that? Did I lose Dr. Shuley? Oh, so my question, Dr. Shuley, is if we are taking a shower or we're
bathing,
you can
absorb aluminum out of the water.
Yes. And do you think that that could lead to some of these diseases that are caused by neurotoxins, like aluminum?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Okay. So, Laura, here's the answer. The answer is we've got to flush our hot water heaters, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
That's done with a garden hose. At the bottom of the hot water heater, and you run that out into a drain and flush it out. Now, typical hot water heater starts at about 30 gallons. That'd be a small one. 30 gallons of water you're going to dump.
Okay.
You got to shut off the if it's a gas hot water heater, you want to shut off the gas to it and shut it down because you don't want it running without water in the tank. If it's electric, you want to shut off the electricity to it because you don't want those elements burning up. They will burn up if they are not submerged in water. Shut that off. And then you're going to drain it from the bottom.
Now, how often
drain
should
all the water?
Be done?
Once a month.
Okay.
And you'll find if you put it, what we did at our house is we took a bucket that happened to be clear plastic. And I did it when the hot water wasn't quite at full temperature. I shut it down, then I let it cool off the hot water heater for hours and hours and hours, and then I drained it. And what we saw were chunks and jelly-like substances in the bottom of the hot water heater. And if you see that, you're going to stop drinking hot water. Absolutely, you're going to stop drinking it.
Yes.
It's disgusting. And that is the highest concentrations of the aluminum in your hot water heater, right down there at the bottom. Now, what happens with a hot water heater is cold water enters the hot water heater to replace the hot water that comes out as hot water out of the top. So the cold water goes down a tube to the bottom of the hot water heater, and it replaces the hot water that goes out of the top. But it stirs up some of that gelatinous goo, the aluminum compounds, and it mixes with the hot water. That's our concern. And as this article said, that the aluminum anode rod can expand to 1,000 times its original size. How big is it? It's about 44 inches long and about 3/4 of an inch in diameter. So it can expand to 1,000 times that size. So no question this is entering our bodies through our pores, and we're drinking it. And some of us are drinking it when we turn on the faucet. And here's something that Laura and I talked about as a concern. So, Dr. Shealy, those of us who have these faucets that are single lever, and a lot of us do in the kitchens, the last person that uses the faucet, maybe to wash something in the sink or wash our hands, we use the hot water and we shut it off. The next person comes over, flips it over to cold, and gets a drink of water. But in the faucet, in the plumbing, between the valve, the single lever valve, and the end of the aerator, is filled with hot water.
And that's right. Cool, you're still getting at least a glass of hot water.
Correct. Correct. So that is the concern. So what we do in our house is we flush out the line regardless. If we're going to take cold water out of it for, let's say, we're going to cook something with cold water out of the faucet. If we're going to do that, we will flush the line out to make sure, absolutely certain, that there's no hot water in the line. And that can take just a few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So, Laura, I suggest that you maybe share this broadcast with your family. Sit down.
Oh, yeah.
And it's available on YouTube. It's available on GCNlive.com. It's available on republicbroadcasting.org. And,
hey, thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Is there anything else that we can do for you? Is there anything else, Laura? I think Laura is gone. Dr. Shealy and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements. Kyle's on hold in Montana. Please hold that thought, Kyle. We'll be right with you.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I had been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, you've been listening to a special broadcast about aluminum toxicity, hot water heaters, and our concerns. These are our opinions. I suggest that you share this broadcast with friends and family and consider changing out that aluminum anode rod that is likely to be in your hot water heater. Kyle in Montana, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hate to take a left turn here, Vince, at the end of the show, but I was going to ask, I've been reading a book called by Dr. William Davis called Wheat Belly, and I was going to get Dr. Shealy's advice or thoughts on this. He makes the claim in this book that the stuff we're eating nowadays for wheat doesn't even resemble the original wheat of, you know, the original einkorn wheat that had 14 chromosomes, whereas this new stuff that we're eating today has over thousands and thousands of chromosomes. And he makes a lot of case for every kind of basic disease problem that you can imagine for the use of taking in this wheat because of the type of gluten that is in it. And I was wondering, couple of questions. Number one, Dr. Shealy, have you ever read that book called Wheat Belly?
I have read it, and I know Dr. Davis myself.
And what do you do you agree with him?
Absolutely. I gave up wheat almost 11 years ago.
Wow. Because he makes the case in there that, I mean, almost every disease you can name, from arthritis to cancer, is amazingly related right back to the lack of the original chromosome, the undigestibility, I guess, of this new stuff we call wheat.
he's right on. And, of course, in addition to that, Monsanto has poisoned it with Roundup.
Yep.
So that's a double whammy.
Yeah, I'm reading this book and I'm just absolutely floored. So I thought I would get your opinion on that. And, so I appreciate that very much. It's a good show, Vince, as usual. You know, I gotta tell you again, you know, just as a matter of maybe positive reinforcement, just listen to all of the people that call in with some of the subjects you bring up. Your show is incredibly important.
Well, Kyle, I appreciate that. I really do. What we do at USA Prepares is we're just a bunch of guys and gals who don't take direction very well, that look up, look down, look around and say, wait, that's not the way it used to be, or that's not right, or something doesn't feel right, something doesn't fit. We connect the dots and then we report on it. And we try to report on it with fact. And then we present our opinions. And that's what we do. And I got to thank the faculty of USA Prepares. They are the brightest people I know. And I am so fortunate. I'm so fortunate to have friends like Dr. Shealy, friends like Kyle in Montana, you, and your wife, and so many others. I am so blessed. I really am. And I'm humbled. I'm humbled that that this has happened.
Well,
it's just,
I'm
not even sure how it happened.
We're the ones that feel blessed because of your intuitiveness and your willingness and Dr. Shealy and, you know, all of the people that you have on there. The show you had yesterday was fantastic. I listened to it again just because it was just the mechanic, I can't remember his name, but he is so funny. It cracks me up. But, you know, laughter is good for people, and it's good to mix some of this news that we need to take pay attention to the humor that always seems to just radiate through your show. And it's just an excellent, excellent job. And I appreciate you and Dr. Shealy very much. Thank you again. And I'll let you guys finish the show up.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Kyle. Kyle in Montana. Well, Dr. Shealy, that's 2 hours, and we spent a large portion of it talking about the toxicity of aluminum and hot water heaters. And I'll bet you there are a bunch of people who will remember this broadcast by saying, I'm glad I heard about that. I'm going to check into it. And they're going to talk about it with their friends and family about hot water heaters and how they've been poisoning us. At least that's our opinion. For over 60 years. Wow. The link will be up on the website. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
432-6433. In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.